Scarlett Stone here in the Julie Land Lair, and again, I am accompanied by one of my best girlfriends, Miss Sally.
Hey.
Hey, hey, girl.
What's up?
Last time Sally was here, we talked about feminism and porn, and I want to continue that discussion, you know, mainly talking about the subgenres of porn, such as femdom, you know, fetish porn, divine bitches, which is on kink.com. Last time we kind of jumped off of a very radical feminist quote by Kitty Stryker that said that men is the dominant group and they compare themselves to something that's subordinate, which is women. And we were kind of, you know, talking about how we saw ourselves in terms of porn and if we thought we were subordinate or how we feel we are looked at by men. So today I want to continue that conversation and specifically talk about women in power, in porn, getting it for themselves, you know, using strap-ons. And
do you watch that?
I did get into a little, maybe a week or so, where I was just watching like strap-on dom porn with this guy I'm seeing, and he like, you know, he got into such a pattern of watching it that I think now he's kind of down for it. But
yeah. And Sally, do you watch it?
Yeah, do you watch it?
I don't really seek out that kind of porn, but I like specifically like strap-on
right,
porn.
Right, right, to like to get like off
a,
to.
Like a girl like putting a dildo in a guy's ass. Like I don't like search for that on Google, but I think I am like drawn to porn that where women are like more
dominating.
Are dominating, but I think even using like the term dom, you know, or like dominant, like then immediately like, you know, holds it into like this like image that people have now of like what a dom is, you know, like I don't, and if we're talking about like breaking down those categories, like I just want
to, yeah, what, you know, what do you, what do you think a dom is? Like when it comes, when you hear that, what comes to your head?
I think it's more dom for me, just by definition, I think about that their male counterpart as being submissive. I think about like a submissive guy who's weak and who wants to like worship a woman.
Yeah. Which I'm not going to lie, I also feel like that's kind of like a turn on for me.
Yeah. I think
hearing the word dom, dominatrix, mistress, and you know, a more powerful sense. Mm-hmm. I immediately, like before getting involved in the adult industry, I immediately thought a dominatrix was like a woman skin tight in latex and like corsets.
Yes, exactly. Which, the image of that.
Yeah, which is like such a powerful image. And yes. I'm starting to see like there have been times when I have kind of been in a more dominant position and I've also just been in my regular clothes or I've been naked or I haven't been wearing that. But it's something about that term that kind of brings a more powerful sense to the phrase dominatrix or femdom.
Right. I think being a really good dom, I mean, it takes years.
Practice.
Yeah.
Years.
It's its own
and
form.
It's experience. Yeah. And I mean, I know some of the best in the business and they're amazing. Like they're amazing.
And they're also very intimidating.
It's very intimidating.
Yeah, but,
very
but it's, but it's, they, like you said though, they don't need to be dressed up in the costume to be that. They can be that just sitting at a dinner table.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like they're,
absolutely.
It's about this confidence, this control.
Mm-hmm. But then the full dominatrix, like in porn, is like a performance. Like
yeah, it, to some extent it is. I mean, there is that performance that you go and you to see on sites that girls want to be dominating.
There's certain like rituals of dominance.
Right.
You
know, yeah.
And again,
and actually, I remember when I interviewed Aiden Starr. I remember I asked her what was the first thing she said, or what is the most common phrase that she uses when she's doming in like a session. And I remember she said, present yourself. Like she has like these rules, these different things that she goes with
right.
of how to like just control a scene or to control like a session with
a client,
a sub, you know,
yeah.
client. And they have go-to phrases, but it's like, it really is a lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for some, yes.
You
the
know?
Good ones, yes.
Yeah.
The good ones, the great mm-hmm. ones, the ones like the Bobby Stars, the Aiden Stars, Dorenzia, Ruby, Lester. These girls are pros. They've been doing it a long time,
yeah.
and they're professionals, and you don't mess with them. You know, even
they have slaves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And oh, they have many,
you should see
many
the emails
slaves.
I get every week for Bobby, that guys who want to be her slave, which is great.
Yeah. And I think like there's something about, you know, I don't know Ruby very well. I don't know Bobby very well or Aiden. Like I know them, but I don't know them like extremely, extremely well as you do, Richard. But I automatically have so much respect for them because I know that they dom. Like there's something about that, yeah. Like the powerful woman. I'm yes. all about it. I respect it so much. Yeah. I kind of wish it was like more mainstream, and it definitely is becoming more mainstream with mm-hmm. the help of, you know, Bobby.
Right. Yeah. How does that work for a feminist? How does that fit?
I immediately think about like liberation of like my representation, like that I can like thinking about how I can like dress myself, you know, like or and present myself like not just like during sex, but like right. just, you know, like you said, like at a dinner table, I can present myself as like a
powerful,
dominant woman.
Yeah.
Right.
Like if I'm wearing like all black and like I have leather and like, yeah. you know, like all these like connotations of like a dominatrix, like I can take from that and like use that as a source, like to foster like my
yeah.
own sense of like.
But I think that's what's so interesting about what you're saying is you're taking pieces of it. Cause I would say to be a feminist, to be a pro-sex feminist is not to be someone who was going to dominate men, but it's to take pieces of that and to kind of cultivate it into her own. Like, it's not so much about like, I'm going to step on guys' balls because I'm a feminist and I want to take back my power and show them like how I feel. That's not it at all. Mm-hmm. And I don't, and you know, there are feminists that like maybe would see it that way, or, you know, maybe they wouldn't, but yeah, I think it's so true what you just said. It's like taking these little pieces and like kind of building up yourself so you feel comfortable first in your own skin
yeah.
and then sharing it with someone else.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
That's exactly it. Cause I think all the girls I know, for me on the outside is like, they're very, it's confidence. It's this, they
it
know who they are, what they like, what they don't like, mm. whether it's sex or not, there's a sense of it's experience and it's understanding and why they're doing certain things, why people around them do certain things. There's this intelligence factor.
Yeah.
And it's all, and like, to me anyway, B&D and S&M and all that stuff, it's such a mental thing more than anything.
Oh yeah. It's like you get into their mind. And
yeah.
that's when you know when you are a successful dom,
mm-hmm.
is when you can yeah. get in, you know, right into the core of someone's brain that's like right there on their knees in front of you. That's when you know that you're really successful.
Yeah, when what you want is so much more important than what he wants. Or
yeah,
whatever.
or even, you know, helping him get what he wants with like your knowledge of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
I think that that when I have watched BD, you know, scenes or bondage scenes when, you know, Bobby's in it from her different movies, like I can see my boyfriend in you know, this side of my eye, and I can see him like kind of have his own fight like in himself, like he's like really into it, but I can tell he's like kind of like he's intimidated, he's scared, and it's like he doesn't really know like how to position himself with it, whereas like I know like I'm all for it. I know you're all for it, you love, you know, a dom woman. But he struggles with it. And I know a lot of guys do.
He
yeah,
likes to take the charge. He likes to be in charge.
He likes taking charge unless we're like really into like we're having sex and it's really intense. He's even said to me before, he's like, I'm afraid to get so into it because I feel like I might just want you to like pee on me. Mm-hmm. Like he's like, he'll get so into it that it might like really take over.
Right,
and then he's
right.
like, what am I going to do after? Am I
right.
going to regret that you just took
yeah.
a shit on me or something?
He'll just be a puddle.
He'll be a puddle.
Just my advice is, yeah, it just it gets messy and it gets wet.
It gets, yeah, but it's like.
Been there, done that.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
We have it all on video.
It's on video.
It's hard to watch porn with your boyfriend. How
yeah,
can we come to an agreement on what to watch?
I've honestly,
that's, so
that's funny.
Funny
you say that. I've never watched porn with a girlfriend.
There are a lot of girls that feel really uncomfortable doing it.
Yeah.
I kind of love it. Like I don't know if it's because I'm seeing him get off and like all of a sudden then I'm gonna really get him off,
yeah.
or if it's like we both are getting turned on and we're sitting next to each other but we're not touching but we both are getting turned on at the same time. But again, it's like, yeah, where do you find like what you're both gonna like?
Right, and it's like in that moment, like before you're actually like getting him off, it's like like getting yourself turned on, like coming up with your own fantasies and being able to just like have that privately, you know, and like,
yeah,
like individually, just like sitting next to each other and like to build that up in your head and then
you just go for it.
Yeah. But it's like, that's just
jump
like
on it.
A really important part of like getting pleasure out of sex, like especially for women, is like being able to like, let go and like be able to like be, to like, connect the fantasy like with the physical aspect, you know, like,
yeah. And do you feel like you have ever had trouble kind of like getting to that place of like you masturbating by yourself? Like, have you ever felt like you need to watch porn? Do you come up with something in your head? Like, how do you go about doing it?
Yeah,
I don't know a lot of girls that actually watch porn while they're masturbating. Seems like most girls I know don't need porn to masturbate.
Yeah. What do you think?
I don't know about that.
She's like, I need it on my HDTV.
Think about I don't know. Maybe it's something about just like impatience and like the sort of like short attention span or something. It's so much easier kind of and quicker.
That's true though. Cause I know a lot of girls, like I know girls who can orgasm within 5 minutes, like easily, just by touching those. I know girls with a Gimma Hitachi, they can do 20 orgasms in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all, there's a million different ways, but I think most girls I know that do not use porn to masturbate, I would say. Maybe some do, but most of them.
I think needing visuals.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, you could, like, I know Sally and myself, we're very visual women. We love creating art. We love, you know, imagination. Mm-hmm. But I will say that when I am masturbating, like, yeah, I could come really quickly. But if I'm watching porn, sometimes I even like to come when the people on screen are coming. I don't know if it's like I have a secret desire to be in a threesome or like what it is.
No, you're just a girl, a person.
I just get turned on. Yeah. But I think it's like knowing what turns me on, having that knowledge, right, that's so empowering. Totally. Like, I love that.
It changes too. That's the beauty of it all.
Yeah.
It changes.
But then like, what if you're afraid of like what turns you on? You know what I mean? Then what happens?
That's very, like, what if you're turned on by bestiality? Which I'm going to say that's the thing that frightens me the most. I'm putting there on my number one list of what frightens me the most is bestiality. Mm-hmm. And like, yeah, what if that's what you're into? Then what? It's like,
a doctor, get some therapy.
my
advice.
Yeah.
No, but people are, I mean, I've heard stories and seen things. People are in some weird shit.
Yeah.
You know?
And if anyone.
How do you deal with that with your partner? If you're like,
you don't have a partner.
You know, first,
I was gonna say you don't have a partner, and if you do, it's probably a horse or a donkey, and you just take him back and give him some head.
I don't want to talk about it.
All right. So, anyway.
Meanwhile, baby Frank is right next to me,
and we're not thinking about.
Feel
that.
Very uncomfortable.
Yeah. Exactly. I think he's feeling uncomfortable about it too.
Oh, babe. Well, yeah. I mean, there. Yeah, that is a really good question. Like, what do you do when, what makes you feel confident, what empowers you as a woman is...
Well, I think if you're with the right guy, though, you can have that conversation, hopefully. You're with the right guy, you can have that conversation and say, honey, it's like the same thing. Because guys call in all the time and talk to girls all the time when I'm around radio things. They always ask, my girl wants to do anal sex, and you know, and I don't know how to go there with her, or it's vice versa. Like, I want to fuck my girl in the ass, but I don't know how to bring it up to her because she's not really into it.
Yeah.
It's like that whole thing. It all comes down to communication. It comes down to, you know, hopefully you guys can find a common ground and
getting some really good lube.
Yeah. And you might, but that's also like, you might find that that person might turn you on to something you never thought that would be fun. You know, there's, you hope if you're with somebody that they're experimenting. That's why we say my whole life, we always tell people like why I like creative girls, because they're got imaginations.
You know, two great girls here sitting here.
Yeah. But I think also, creative, like intelligent girls like can sort of other themselves. You know what I'm like? Yeah. We've talked about this a lot, like in discussions of feminism, how like, you know, how do you like come to terms with like being, you know, like being turned on by like lesbian porn and like homophobic culture, and like having a boyfriend and like being able, like, how do you like
what does that say about you?
Yeah, exactly. Then I'm like,
do I like women?
I'm free. yeah, do I like women? And then I'm like, oh, that's, you know.
Ew, gross.
But, oh my God, shut up. But, okay, let me say this, though, that there was a study that was done that said that women can be turned on by heterosexual, lesbian, and homosexual porn. And they can be straight. And I think that that says a lot about women and their imagination and how fabulous they are.
Totally.
Can't agree more.
That's great.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being here, Sal.
It was a pleasure.
I love you so much.
I love you.
I love you more.
Oh my God. All right. Hug it out.
Okay. Hug it out. All right. Anyways, follow me on Twitter at Scarlett_Stone. And Sally, would you like someone to follow you?
SallySpitz.com. Also, Yachenbox on YouTube, Twitter, and Tumblr. YACHEN Box.
All right. Great. Thank you. Bye, everyone. Talk to you soon.